Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone. We're going to talk Karsten's Farm Days. Tis that time of the year, September 12th and 13th, a big weekend at the Karsten's 1880 Farmstead as they welcome a lot of friends back in to check out all the action. Terry Tornaten is part of the board, and he is helping to coordinate this, and he's going to help us this morning by sharing a lot of information. Thank you for joining us, Terry. We appreciate it.
Hi, Jim. Good to talk to you again. Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, the Karsten's 1880 Farmstead really doesn't change a whole lot. That's the whole point of it, I guess, is just to remain looking like it's back in the 1880s. But the event each year has a little different flair to it, right?
Every year is a little bit different. This is our 44th annual Karsten's Farm Days show. And I think anyone who's been there will come back again and find some of their favorite things to see, listen to, enjoy, drive potentially, or pitch a bundle in from all the different things that are going on at the farm, because this is really a dream farm set up by a resident near Shelby over 50 years ago now. And we all come back together every year to keep that dream alive and work together very hard to keep Iowa's farm history alive. And throwing bundles into an antique threshing machine, driving an old powered tractor, whatever vintage it might be, whether it was one that you had on your grandpa's farm or it's one that you grew up on and learned how to drive on at home, those tractors are going to be there. So it's going to bring back a lot of memories for people, and it's hands-on, and it's a good time.
You bet. Well, and a little off the subject here quickly, too, but think about that farmstead over there. It takes revenue. It takes finances. You got to have the money to be able to continue to keep this upkeep on it and to maintain the farm in its current form so that it's usable for folks down the road. So these are important events.
Oh, it is, and it takes everybody, and we have so many great volunteers to come out and help, whether it's parking cars or it's serving food, or it's working on some of the different demonstrations around the farm with the apple press or making homemade butter or even the rug loom. All those folks are volunteers, and that's what it takes to make it work. It's a very Iowa operation. It's all hands on deck, and everybody wants to be there doing the right thing and helping out. So we have a lot of good people that come back year after year and demonstrate things and perform. We've got the cloggers coming back again for Saturday at 12:30. We've got musicians that are going to be on our two stages providing music just as a nice backdrop at the farm. So very Iowa event.
You bet. Well, before we get into talking about the specific schedule, I want to talk about some of the highlight events here, too, because every year at the Karsten's Farm Days, you always kind of focus on a different brand of tractor. And this year I see Massey Ferguson, Massey Harris would be the featured.
You got that right, Jim. We are expecting a good number of Massey products, equipment pieces at the farm this year. Always we get a good turnout with our featured lines. And last year was kind of a big one with John Deere. This year we're going into Massey, and we expect a lot of those because there's a lot of them out there, and even many of them are still getting used every day on the farm. So Massey has obviously evolved through the years, and it's not a brand that's around anymore, but certainly there's a lot of history there for anybody that's got one, and a lot of pride to bring it out and put it to work for a couple days. They might be hauling bales on the wagons full of bundles right now, or they might be giving people rides from the parking lot with a Massey. So those are going to be in gear and powered up, and they'll also be in our main display area. So that'll be something you can walk around and just take in and look at how we've progressed in the power that we have on our farms from the tractors and the different implements.
Absolutely. Terry, I have to ask you right away, because the picture jumps out at me off the flyer here too, about the handmade miniature barn that'll be part of the live auction. That's pretty sharp. Where did this come from?
Well, we've had several supporters, and like you said, it takes revenue and it takes dollars, and these barns are one of our fundraisers. And there was a family several years ago that I believe gifted us a dozen of these handmade wooden barns, and we are proud to have them, and we are selling them at an auction at 3 o'clock on Saturday after the parade. So anybody that has a spot on a shelf, maybe in a man cave or in a family room, this would be a nice addition to go with all those tractors that you keep and display in your home. So this is something, too, that would be fun for a kid or a grandkid to have as a birthday present. So these barns are part, again, of the fundraising that we do, and that'll be happening on Saturday at 3.
All right, so look for that. The live auction, look for that, too. Lots of other things going on. I know you've also got lots of exhibitors and vendors. There are crafters that are there. There's a quilt show. There's a raffle. You mentioned entertainment. There's so much going on to when you wander the grounds.
Oh, there's something in every building. There's something around every corner. The vendors have many handmade things, different kinds of foods that they've made, different art pieces even, or photography, or collectibles, toys and things are always on hand with the vendors. So just come out and spend several hours browsing around and enjoying all the different wares that people will be selling out there. And don't forget the food, Jim. Nobody's going to be hungry because the 4-H pie stand will be cranked up, and there will definitely be a lot of food available throughout the weekend in the food stand. And our special Friday night handball dinner continues on the 11th, and the cost for that meal on the 11th is $15. And we are having our Staley's chicken dinner again on Saturday the 12th, and that is a complete meal, and that is $20. And we look forward to having a lot of people come out and enjoy the farm. And one of the highlights, I think, for anybody this year, we have a new shelter, shade area built over our tables. So we will have some new seating options for folks to be able to dine under the roof that we've added over the dining area. So we think that's going to be a highlight for a lot of people. We wanted to do that for a long time, and that was a priority of the board. So we've got some new construction out there for people to not only enjoy, but just to make the experience a little bit better for all our visitors.
Got to keep them comfortable. You bet. Well, I know Saturday and Sunday, you have a parade each day. Tell folks what the parades are like.
The parade is our parade of power, and everybody and anybody that has an exhibit, they're welcome to bring it through the parade. Typically, the parade lasts about an hour, so usually 2 to 3 is parade time. And it's not the same both days because different implements, different tractors, different vehicles get powered up and make it through the parade. And it's exciting to see what comes through. Some one-of-a-kind tractors, some tractors in various stages of restoration come through the parade. So it's good to see them 1 year and then come back through maybe with a fresh coat of paint on them the next year. So a lot of pride, a lot of hard work goes into those tractors, and everybody does their best to highlight those things in the parade. And we've got Harvey Ferris on the trailer announcing the parade, as always, one of our board members that does a great job out at the farm. He's going to keep everybody entertained as the parade goes on. So it's very worth your while to come and enjoy the parade at 2 o'clock both Saturday and Sunday.
You bet. Terry, I got to ask you, too. One of the things I see on the flyer at the very bottom that I have here in my hand is a picture of it's a threshing demonstration. And I'm looking at the foreground of the picture. It's the backs of a whole bunch of kids lined up sitting there watching. Why is that important?
Well, for over 20 years now, we've had our Kids Day activity on Friday before Farm Days. And that's about 500 school kids from over 11 different schools and homeschools in Southwest Iowa coming to the farm. And again, back to those volunteers doing demonstrations and teaching about how life in Iowa was at the turn of the 19th or turn of the 20th century, and seeing how different life was for kids and different it was for families that lived on farms at that time. So again, butter making, doing laundry by hand. The old horse barn is open for explanation of the stanchions in the barn and the tools that were used with different livestock in the barn. The blacksmith shop, making horseshoes or making nails even. Those were all kinds of things that normally were done on Iowa farms. It still happens today. There's a lot of good, talented blacksmiths and shop workers that do all kinds of clever things, but definitely the volunteers that are there on our Kids Day teach those school kids a lot about how Iowa used to be, which again goes back to the dream of Heine Karstens, who set this farm up again 50 years ago, to make sure that these lessons and these experiences live on.
Yeah, it's the whole purpose of that farmstead.
That's
is
right.
To make sure that folks remember what it used to be like. How much? It doesn't look like the admission price has really changed much.
Nope, it's $10 for adults, and kids under 9 get in free to the farm throughout the weekend. The Kids Day event is a separate registration that happens beforehand, and we work with the schools and the teachers to make that registration all happen. But the 2 days, Saturday the 12th and Sunday the 13th, are both $10 for each day, and that's payable at the gate. And we do have a cashless option available, so you don't need to have a handful of $10 bills come in. We can take debit and credit cards to make that work.
All right, very good. Well, we do have some technology on the old Karsten's farm. Very good.
There is a little bit of technology creeping in. again, it's about convenience and comfort sometimes, and we're glad to make sure that our guests have a good time out there experiencing everything.
Yeah, you bet. And for those who aren't necessarily certain, where is the Karsten's farmstead?
The farm's located at 32409 380th Street, Shelby. And that is just south of I-80 exit 34. And there will be signs to guide folks to the farm. So it's conveniently located just about a half a mile off of Interstate 80.
All right. Nice and easy to find, easy access, and just a kind of an easy day. It can be whatever you want it to be. You're just wandering the grounds, checking out the different things, right?
Absolutely. And again, don't forget there's pie.
Ah, we always circle back to the food.
It does somehow happen that way. That's right.
You bet. Well, again, that's the annual Karsten's Farm Days, September 12th and 13th. They'll also have a Friday night supper if you'd like to stop by a little early. That's at off of I-80 at the Shelby exit, exit 34. You'll be able to follow signs, and maybe you'll leave a little traffic line there, too, to get to the farmstead. Hope folks do take the time to come out and kind of remember the old days on the farm. Terry Tornayton has been with us here this morning. Terry, thank you so much for all that you do, and we hope you have a great weekend.
All right, Jim. We'll look forward to seeing a lot of KJN listeners out there, and look forward to talking to you again after the show.